Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius. Their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others break through their money blocks and manifest more abundance in their lives. So I am super excited to introduce Sandy Forster. Now, Sandy is the money mindset mentor for women worldwide who are ready to experience more abundance and freedom in their life. Sandy went from welfare to millionaire and has been called Oprah's Aussie Secret and loves inspiring and empowering women to break through their blocks, manifest more money, and create a life they're truly passionate about. Now, her award-winning international bestseller, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, has been translated into over 11 languages, and she's transformed the lives of hundreds of thousands of women worldwide. Currently, Sandy lives in her own tropical paradise near the beach in sunny Australia and has wild kangaroos grazing in her backyard every afternoon. Well, welcome, Sandy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
And thank you so much, Wendy, for inviting me. I'm excited too.
Yeah, and you know, Sandy, I just love how you're helping women just blow through those limiting money beliefs and create the kind of lifestyles and abundance they probably never even believed were possible. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Right, can't wait to share.
Now, Sandy, I have to ask you here, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own money mindset mentorship work?
Well, to give you a kind of the briefest background I can, when I was 16, my parents moved to a completely different state, from a cold southern state to a warm northern state. And I started at school, met a boy, went out with him for about 10, 11 years, got married. I had a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old, and we split up. And it was around that time that I actually had. You could call it a business, but it wasn't really a business. It was more like a hobby. It was a swimwear hobby business where I would buy nice lycra and then I would sew all these cute little bikinis and sew all these leotards and find an empty store. I'd do that all winter out of the garage. Then in summer, I would find an empty store and I would open up that store and sell all my swim and gym wear. Mind you, I didn't actually work in the store because I hated sales. I had this absolute block. I felt sick when it came to actually selling. So I didn't even work in my own stores. So that was kind of my first foray into entrepreneurship. However, I just got further and further into debt and I ended up on welfare. So I was receiving about, oh gosh, I think it was about $7,500 a year. And that was my welfare payment. And that's not enough to get ahead. So I was like really struggling, didn't know what to do. And I kind of fell into the personal development field and loved learning about being successful and about just doing, whatever I could to be the best me. And with the money that I ended up from my divorce, which was about $140,000 after I paid the lawyer, et cetera, I put that into things like shares and stocks. And some of it all, well, the whole lot that I put in there disappeared. I put it into a network marketing company and the company folded. I put it into an investment and the investment went nowhere. And then I put it into real estate, and I lost money there. So everything that I was doing around the practical sense of creating wealth didn't work. So I realized that there was more to it, and it all came down to the mindset. So I really dived into learning how to change my mindset. And, you know, I guess my first foray was all about positive thinking. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I actually went one step further and discovered the law of attraction and discovered that like attracts like, and what you put out there, you bring back to you, that I really understood that we had the power to transform our lives based on how we think. And so, I just dived into that so deeply, and I created all these different processes and exercises and things that I could do to focus on abundance, and I completely transformed my world. And so, you know, I ended up creating an entire business around that, wrote a book, and then I started a mentoring program, and then I launched an online coaching academy where I trained other people to become internationally certified law of attraction coaches. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, the business grew out of my passion, and I still to this day don't actually think of myself as a business person as such. I feel like I'm just a creative person who has taken their passion and been very lucky to be able to create an entire business around it. So that's it in a nutshell.
Right. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, but it does take, you know, your efforts go beyond your own personal realization of, and, you know, manifesting a life of abundance. You're taking that out there and helping so many people. So that's the business aspect, even though you might not see it as a business, but when, you know, the difference that you're making is so magnificent.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, exactly like you said, it is a business, even though I don't feel like I'm an actual business person.
Yeah.
But I feel so lucky that I've taken something that I really love and I really enjoy, and it has become my income. It's the thing that creates the prosperity in my life. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's transforming other people's lives. So yeah, right. Love it.
Yeah, that is great. So how long have you had this aspect of your business where you're helping others?
Well, first of all, the swimwear, the exit strategy was close down and make nothing. so that was a great strategy.
Right.
And then in 2001, I trained to be a life coach. And it was around that time that I discovered the law of attraction. And then, so 2003 was really when I wrote my book and had it published in 2004. And so it's really since about 2003 that I first started being a coach, and then started building my business online, became an author, speaker, trainer, and all those things.
Right. Okay. So we're looking at, you know, quite a length of time there, at least 14 years roughly, that you've been in this line of work. And so just a tremendous impact that you've had. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, totally. So I think number one would be myself. So I think, you know, because for me, what happened was, yes, I became a coach in 2001, but by 2003, I'd become a millionaire. And it's like, if you're not used to something, even if it's something you absolutely want beyond all shadow of a doubt, in my case, it was, I wanted to be a millionaire. And that's what I really focused on when I was in debt. And that's the thing I created all the processes and exercises around, so I could focus on being a millionaire and living that millionaire lifestyle. But if you're not used to it and it has never been in your experience, you really need to continue to what I call align body, mind, and spirit. So actually change at a cellular level, not just change your mind, because we hear all the time about people who become millionaires, like they win the lottery and they had nothing, win the lottery, and then they go back to being broke, two or three years later. And it's the other side of that is people who are really wealthy make a bad business decision, or there's a downturn in the market, or someone embezzles them, something happens. But then two or three years later, they're back to their millions, because it's who you are on the inside, not what happens on the outside, and not even what happens in your head. So I had to do a lot of inner work around, you know, really aligning body, mind, and spirit. So when I say body, mind, and spirit, I mean thinking the right thoughts, feeling the right feelings, and taking the right actions, so that I could continue to create the abundance and prosperity in my life and keep that abundance and prosperity, because just changing your mindset is only part of the equation. So yes, I had to do a lot of work on myself. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely the biggest roadblock.
Right. And it sounds like though through that process, that gave you the framework or the formulas or the processes then to share with others so that they could do the same thing.
Totally, totally. Because if all I'd done was create all these great manifesting tools and exercises and tips and secrets so people could attract it to them, but then they didn't change who they were on the inside and then it went away again, mm-hmm, then that's right. Not going to help anyone. Yeah. Because most people have blocks. Like everyone has some sort of money block. Because if you didn't, you'd already have all the money. Yeah. So it's like if you don't have it, you've got a block. So yes, you can manifest it into your life, but for it to stay and to grow and to really create a life you love, you have to work on that inner work as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that makes total sense. Absolutely. Well, Sandy, you're obviously an expert at helping women build those new beliefs that allow them to create lives of wealth and abundance for themselves. But I'm curious, you know, how do you feel about the sales process or selling now at this point? You shared that you hated selling early, and now you have attracted and built this thriving business. That had to happen through selling at some at some level here. You had to shift inside from hating selling to loving it, because just like you shared with us, you can't be out of alignment in one area and have it sustain in another. So can you share a little bit about maybe how you transition from that place of hating selling and share what your mindset is around selling? Because I normally provide a little on-the-spot coaching during this part of the episode of my interview with my guests, but you have a very interesting energy or alignment with selling that I love. And I just wanted to give you the platform to kind of share what that is and how you transitioned from that limiting thinking to now the abundance thinking.
I think initially the very first thing that helped me start to change the way I thought about selling was because one of the things I dived into and tried was network marketing or direct sales. Mm-hmm. And even though that's a really kind of challenging area to get into, particularly if you hate sales, the thing that really helped me was the whole psychology behind it. So if you get into a good network marketing company, they can completely help you understand. There's so much training because they know the more that they train you, the better you get at sales, the more money they make. So, you know, getting into a network marketing company that actually had a product, that's how I got started with the law of attraction. It was the product was based on the law of attraction, but it was all the training that they gave me and the psychology around sales that I began to see that sales wasn't about me trying to get money off someone. Mm-hmm. It was about me sharing what it was that really made a difference for me and making a difference in someone else's life. And that kind of training within network marketing, even though I didn't last in that, really served me well, because that made me see that sales wasn't a dirty word. Sales wasn't a bad thing. Sales was just me simply informing other people of what it was that I had, and those that resonated with what I had would step forward. And the great thing was, because I'm a real introvert, so I really like my own space. So the other side of the coin that really helped me build my business sales-wise was the fact that I built it all online. So I could create an amazing sales page that answered all the questions in advance of what my potential clients or customers might want to know, or all their fears or all their objections, or, you know, and then highlight all the things that made them emotionally connect to my product. I could put that all in a sales page and put an order button, and I could sell without actually having to do anything. Mm-hmm. So I think that whole background in network marketing and the sales side there combined with online sales really helped my business to grow, because it was just so easy. The sales were happening without me having to really do too much other than have an amazing sales copy and, you know, web page.
Right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense, you know, considering that introvert spectrum that you might be on and how it's much easier to have that enrollment or sales conversation in a digital format. But internally, though, in terms of that shift in belief, what I'm hearing you say is it became more about sharing with somebody about what is making a difference for you, right? That's basically the essence that I'm gleaning out of your message there.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, it was so me sharing, you know, how it worked in my life, how it's worked in other people's lives, how, you know, the successes that my students have had, how they've been able to manifest money and breakthrough blocks. Because when you share other people's successes, I think it just highlights your product so much more than just you trying to share, because it gives that third party validation.
Yeah, you know? It creates the credibility and instills belief and also conveys the trust in the work that you do. So yeah, those are all a lot of the key elements. So yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for giving us some insight there, because like I said, I normally provide a little bit of on the spot coaching, but I just felt there was, considering the great work that you do with shifting beliefs, I just wanted to hear your perspective. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Sandy, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, which at least we're on, hopefully, knock on wood, the heels of it, and with the vaccine in distribution. But I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Great question. And I think the very first month it hit, which was March, you know, almost a year ago.
Right.
Yes, everything kind of stopped. Like, I think everyone went into shock, went into fear, went into, oh my gosh. But then straight after that, everything just picked up. And I think it's because the two things that I really help people with, one is obviously the mindset and attracting money. But the other thing I do is I run a life coach training academy, and I internationally certify people to become law of attraction coaches. And so what I found was that side of it picked up so much because there were so many people that realized they could no longer rely on a job to keep them safe and bring the money in. They can no longer rely on a business staying open. They could no longer rely on a boss. They could no longer rely on all the things that they had potentially built their entire career around. And even people that had businesses that, you know, were businesses where they interacted with other people, they were in the same position, because if a government comes along and says, sorry, you got to close, you have no option. So I found that my business grew quite a lot and continues to grow on the training people to be law of attraction coaches, because people wanted to be in control of when they worked, where they worked, how much money they made, the hours they made. And that really, really sparked a lot of interest from people all over the world, because they just wanted to know that no matter what happened in the future, they had that income from their coaching always there, and they could choose to go back to their job and have it as something on the side, or they could choose to grow it and turn it into an actual full-time income. It was completely their choice. So yeah, COVID, although it was and still is a ridiculously crazy thing, my business has actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it just stands to reason, because there were so many people financially impacted. And so, you know, helping them with the inner work and to really stand into that alignment with body, mind, and spirit in the beingness of being wealthy, right? Mm-hmm. In spite of the pandemic, in spite of things seemingly caving in or shifting unknowingly or unexpectedly or out of their control, provides people with that knowledge and skill set and ability to really take charge of, you know, of their world and break through any limiting beliefs around money. So yeah, it stands to reason why your business thrived over the last few months here, because of the need and the wake up call, right, that was happening. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, Sandy, how do you work with women who finally want to break through those limiting money blocks? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, sure. So I run a program called Millionaire Mindset Experience. And the basis of it is really understanding that it is all about aligning body, mind, and spirit. It, as I said earlier, it's not just about thinking the right thoughts, because I think, you know, I don't know if any of your listeners have watched or read the movie or the book, The Secret, but that really kind of opened the door to the law of attraction to a lot of people. But most people thought it was all about just thinking the right thoughts. Mm-hmm. And if you just think enough about what you want, People thought they could just sit around meditating and the money would drop into their lap. But as I said, it really is about aligning body, mind, and spirit. So you've got to definitely think of what it is that you want. You've got to get really clear around what it is you want to create. And, you know, if you're in sales, how many sales do you want to make, or how much money do you want to make, or, you know, is there a certain level within your business you want to get to? So it's really getting really clear on what you want. So that's kind of your mind, and then focusing on that all the time. But then feelings, what you've got to understand is the feelings are what give the thoughts the energy. So science has proven that everything in the world is just these tiny vibrating energy packets, including ourselves, including inanimate objects like the chair I'm sitting on and the desk that's in front of me. Everything, including your thoughts, is all made of energy. So yes, you can think the right things, but then you have to back that up with energy to get that thought out into the universe and attract like-minded thoughts. So what happens is when your thoughts attract like thoughts, they attract like experiences, they attract what it is you're focusing on and thinking about. And so those things start to come to you. But one of the things that people don't understand is by action, you actually receive what it is that you're thinking about and feeling as if it's already happened. So by taking action, you're basically saying to the universe, you know, I am serious, this is it. And so if you don't take any action, if you sit around on the couch, you think about being a millionaire, but you just sit around on the couch, it's not going to happen. You're not going to, you know, create the success that you want. But when you're thinking the right thoughts, feeling as if it's already happened, and taking the right actions, then the magic can happen. And I always say to my students, when you join the practical with the metaphysical, the two together is what creates the magic. So if you're just taking practical action, you get overwhelmed, you burn out, everything seems so much harder. But when you're just thinking and feeling the right things, like the universe can't deliver because you're sitting on the couch, it's just not going to happen. But when you join the two together, magic can happen.
That's when it all comes together to this perfect recipe. Yeah, that makes total sense. You know, it's like you said, you know, that whole definition of energy being in everything, even the things we feel are inanimate, but having that coexistence or interaction, or, you know, everything is being impacted by the energy that we put out. So it stands to reason that the taking that practical action is a big component of it. You make it sound just very like matter of fact, there's no mystery.
Well, that's the thing, it's universal law. And it's not like the and you know, some people call it universe, divine, God, goddess, whatever it happens to be, whatever label you want to put it. But the bottom line is the universe wants far more for us than we do for ourselves. And you know, it is universal law. So it's not like it's, you know, going to work for Wendy over there and Sandy over here, but it's not going to work for, you know, Joey over there. It's like it works for everyone. If you work it, it'll work for you. And as I said, the universe wants far more for you than you do for even yourself. So when you set a goal, it's not like you're the one that has to go out there and make it happen. You've got the universe backing you. You've got the universe on your side. You just need to, as I said, align body, mind, and spirit, and things will start to flow. You know, the students that I was working with, I remember one student saying that she got more sales in the first month of COVID than she had in the entire 6 months previously. And she attributed it all to doing exactly what I said, aligning body, mind, and spirit. And so, it's so easy. But I think people think sometimes because it's so easy, because that whole aligning body, mind, and spirit sounds so kind of woo-woo, airy-fairy, you know, hippy-dippy kind of thing, they think that it doesn't work, but they don't understand it's backed with neuroscience. It's backed with quantum physics. It's real. It's not just some new age type of thinking. It is real and it works for everyone.
Yeah. Well, and it's that shifting of their beliefs, you know, to accept that it does work for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about accessing some of this great information that you've created and put into, you know, formats where they can consume and learn and apply?
Probably the best way is to go to my website, wildlywealthy.com, or I think you Americans say wildly wealthy. wildly. But the thing is, if your listeners actually want I've put together a money manifesting bundle, and if they go to wildlywealthyfree.com, they'll get some guided visualizations and some affirmations and a see your business success visualization that will kind of support them to start to change the way that they think and change that what I call point of attraction, so that they become more magnetic to what it is that they truly want.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. That is so generous of you. And so the URL is wildlywealthy.com. Mm-hmm. And to grab that special gift that you've created, would that be wildlywealthy.com/free or wildlywealthy.com?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for creating that. And, just really, you've shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here on really demystifying what seems to be an impossibility, or, you know, the secret has created a lot of doubts. You know, it's like, oh, this does work. And then, no, it doesn't work. Well, this is what's been missing. So you've illuminated a lot of that. This is what's been missing part, which is much appreciated. And just, you know, listening to your story has just been so inspirational, from, you know, your early struggles and to, you know, building this business. Even though you don't like to call it a business, it is a very thriving business. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building this mentorship practice, what's some advice and it's really a thought movement more than a practice, but what's some advice that you can share based on that experience with, say, an entrepreneur who's maybe frustrated or questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe even doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, I love that question, Wendy. That's a great question. So I guess I'd share four quick tips. And the first one is, get really clear on what it is that you want. And the very fact that you have an idea or a thought or a dream or a goal means it's out there in the universe waiting for you. So get really clear on what it is that you want. The second step is, find a mentor who has created the success that you want. Because I heard someone say, if you're going to walk through a minefield, you want to be following someone who knows the right path. Mm-hmm. So find yourself a mentor, follow their advice. And when I say a mentor, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, in their high-end program. You could be reading their books or listening to their podcast or just following them in any way you can. Learn from them as much as you can. But then, as well as learning, you have to apply, because learning, you can learn till the cows come home, but unless you're actually putting it into play, mm-hmm. then nothing's going to happen. So get clear on what you want, find that mentor, follow their advice. And the last one is, persist, because you don't know how close your success is. I cannot tell you the amount of times, even after I'd learned the law of attraction, that I used to think that I was actually destined to be broke my entire life. Mm. I just felt like, you know, it wasn't working for me. It seemed to be working for everyone else, but everything I did wasn't work. Like, there was something wrong with me. I was wired wrong. So really it is, get clear on what you want, find a mentor, follow their advice, and persist, because your dream, your goal, your desire is just around the corner. Because I believe, I mean, you look at me, I dropped out of school in grade 11. I didn't even finish high school. I had no connections, no one with money. I had no great skills. Like, I had nothing that you would think that I would go on to become a millionaire. Absolutely nothing. There is no part of me or anyone who knew me who thought that that was possible. Yet when I did exactly those steps, got really clear on what I wanted, found myself a mentor, followed their advice, and absolutely persisted, like just didn't give up, then the success came. So I think that's what I like to leave people with. If I can do it with my background, any one of you listening can do it too.
Wow, that is powerful. I love that. Oh, that is great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And just, you know, it rekindles and revives that any sort of essence of, oh, I just don't think this is going to work for me. It's just completely, okay, well, that's done. We're done with that. Here we go. Let's move on. You know, getting clear, find somebody that has, you know, walked through the minefield, like you said, and can help you navigate through that and persist, you know, just you have absolutely no idea how close you are. So, oh, great. Wonderful words of wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing those insights. And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early life and your attempt at starting a swimsuit. And well, you did start a swimsuit business, but that didn't go where you wanted. You were juggling the requirements and responsibilities of a young family and navigating through what you thought was the practical way of making wealth, which is investing and doing those things that seemed to be working for others, and it didn't. And that provided you with, hey, maybe there's something else going on here, and started this very impactful work that you're now doing, empowering women to break through their blocks, manifest more money, and truly, you know, create lives that they're very passionate about and live that kind of dream life that they never thought possible. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to say congratulations to you too for offering, you know, this podcast to people and doing what you do to make a difference in the world. Because I always believe that one person can make a huge difference, because it's that ripple effect. You reach one person and then they reach someone else, and on it goes. So thank you so much for what you do too, Wendy.
Well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. And it is a matter of just making a difference one person at a time. And that's what it comes down to. So, and again, for all our listeners, you can reach Sandy Forster through her website, wildlywealthy.com. And that's W-I-L-D-L-Y, wealthy.com. And look for that incredible gift that she has created for us, wildlywealthyfree.com. And again, Sandy, that is a money magnet resource.
Can you money manifesting bundle.
Money manifesting bundle. Okay. Yeah, I wrote down money and then I started listening to you, and that's as far as I got. So money manifesting bundle. So terrific. Well, thank you so much for creating that. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? Or in Sandy's case, as she does all of this through her online sales process and puts all this into beautifully scripted sales messages. So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sandy Forster. And as always, here's to your success.